Thursday night, Shmaitzah Shir Orla Tezayin or Yud Zayin Teves. And we're in Shmaitzah Vav, and we're up to, we're going to do Perek Yud Aleph today, Birzus Hashem. And what did he say at the end of Perek Yud? He was in tremendous chidushim in Perek Yud. I don't know, maybe it's not tremendous chidushim. Things that are really not mashed from the Rambam so much, I would say. And what he ended up saying is that when the Rambam says that if a person says he's a Kayan, and the Rambam says if he marries or a grusha, a zayna halala, he gets malchus. So the Shmaitza now is taking the position that everything needs uchzak in order to get malchus. If it would just be eid echad or shavya nafshe for that matter, anything that a maslo would help to be chozer would be called not an isaborer and you wouldn't get malchus. But when it's huchzak, then a maslo doesn't help. He will further this idea. Even Lagabe Shavya Nafshe, we're going to see in Perikin Aleph, but the Taliya is when you can't be Choser, Shmaitzel is perfectly willing, we'll see that a Shavya Nafshe even would get Malchus. In other words, normally you learn the Gemara, for Shavya Nafshe you don't get Malchus. So you learn because it's only Shavya Nafshe, it's not a real Mammonus. But now we're going to see what he's saying is, that's only because of the possibility of being chayyim with an amasla. That's the Shmaitz's position. It's not pshat shavya nafshe is only enough. It's not enough to get you malchus, or maybe it is not enough to get you malchus. But the reason it's not enough to get you malchus is because of the possibility of amasla, meaning the possibility that you could be chayyim, you could change your mind.
There's no difference between shavya nafshe and eidakash.
That's right. That's what comes out. The different right. That's what comes out from the Shmaitz. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because he's changing shot in the Rambam. And when the Rambam says, oh, Isra Atzmai Be'edech and Yuchzak, and you even get Malchus for it, it's talking about that there is a Huchzak situation. Just like the Rambam says by Nazirus, when there's an Eidecha, that you anoint the Nazirus, the Rambam says, V'nohag Niziruso, right? So that's what the Shmaitzer says. He takes that. Again, everything stems from the Ramban. That's what it looks like in the structure of the Shmaitza, that he just, the Ramban says that Huchzakot Nida B'Shchein Oseha Baila Loika Leha Mishum Nida is only because that now you can't be Chayzer with an Amasla. But if you could be Chayzer, you wouldn't get Malchus. So he takes that and he runs with it. Meaning that's the... So let's learn Perek Yud Aleph, where he's going to say more Chidushim in this respect. Well, the Fima Shekosafti, that when he says, now he has a problem. And in fact, you need Shlo Shemyon. When the person says he's a Kayan, and he gets Malchus for being Boyal, a Grusha, or a Zaina, so it's with Shlo Shemyon, a Buchzak. But now he has a problem. Well, the Fima Shekosafti, the Haramba Mairi, when he says in Huchot Yisuri Bia, that he can ask for himself in a Grusha, Vim Nosa Loke, Mairi, Buchzuk. Shloshim Yom, but we have a problem because the Rambam makes it sound very much like it's a manifestation of Shavya Nafshe, which means Umashma the Koyin who the Loke, Hal Isha Hanivela Slo, the woman, and he grew Shal Zona. It means the one that's purported to be a Grusha Zona.
No, she's a Grusha.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I made the same mistake last time. She is a Grusha Zona, that we know. But he's saying he's a Kayan. Ain't a Loka, she doesn't get Malchus. Because of her Avamagicham, the Isha Nevelis Lo ain't a Loka, ain't a Loka. And that's what's Mashma from the Rambam. Magmisha says Beferish. But Kashali, wait a second. The Beperikal of Misri, Bia Beish Veisha, they live together as man and wife, and they're Huchzuku Shloshim Yom, and Huchzuku Shloshim Yom, Horgan Oleo Mishum Eishas Ish, the Isha Shochev. So why is this different? If you need Huchzuk Shloshim Yom even for the Kayan, but once you have the Huchzuk Shloshim Yom, then why doesn't she get Malchus as well? So the Shmaitzer now is Mechalek between different types of Huchzuk. Now he really has to stretch it. Is a huchzak of Mitziuti. They're living in the same apartment. They get their mail there. They take walks Friday night. Huchzak, it's huchzak. tuchzot. They're tuchzot to be what?
Rabbi's saying to be that. You don't keep saying that.
Oh, you. Well, if you're with a strange woman, then you shouldn't do it. Because you don't want it to be tuchzot lamed yom. We're 20 minutes ago. Well, you should get your mail. Yes. Anyway, then the Shmaya is going to say there's a very big chiddush that there's a huchzuk of shav yarnafshe. So it remains shav yarnafshe, but its ramifications are limited because it's not a metziuti like I kept saying yesterday. Somebody got like, how could there be huchzuk on chela? Nobody's eating it. That's all. So it's not really. So there's a huchzuk of shav yarnafshe that, like, no one blew up what he said. No one contradicted it. It was assumed, you know, okay, and it stayed that way for 30 days. But there was no real.
No, but they're not letting him. They're not giving him the first aliyah call.
Right. There's no right. They're machzik the shav yarnafshe for 30 days. And the Shmaitz is machadesh, like it's a really, really big kiddush, I think. I don't know, whatever it is, that's what he says. That there's a huchzuk of the shav yarnafshe. And that brings it up to a darga that a maslo doesn't help anymore. And a melo, you would get malchus already. And the only reason, again, the only reason you don't get malchus with shav yarnafshe is because the Shmaitz holds of the possibility of chazorah with an amaslo. And there's a huchzuk lamed yom of the shav yarnafshe. Then there's a huchzuk lamed yom of the metzius. So that's what he says. Venerit the husband of Erikalov me yisuri bia sheomru zeh baili v'zos ishti v'huchzuk u'eitzel ho'ilam kish v'ishto haray yikeshas ish v'adai v'horgim l'ish ha'shoche v'shemeshas ish kivin the kvar huchzuk u'eitzel kol ha'olam v'cheskas eishas ish. Aval kohen amachzik atzmei b'kuhuna kivin shein mailan osu l'kuna al piv. They don't give him the schusim of the kohen. Ve'en korei b'tora rishon ve'en ochol kochei agvul. That's truma. Vada rabbi to la olam hu v'cheskas Israel, if anything. We'll move on mikal kuhuna through the metziuti aspects. L'chein ein bo mishum chazoka ele l'gabei nafshe. Even the shav yarnafshe chatichah diyisura, and that was maintained for 30 days. And that's also a type of huchzuk lamed yom. What are the ramifications? No amaslo. What are the ramifications of no amaslo? You would get malchus if you violated what you yourself said, but it wouldn't create malchus for the woman because it's still only shav yarnafshe. So it's only an emunah l'gabei yourself. He maintained his shav yarnafshe for 30 days, the two lesser of a chazora, afilo al yaday amasla. That's a chiddush. Where does that come from? Like, that's what the Shmaitz are saying. But that's also now you can't be chayzer by the day of master.
Who would you say is Shabbat Nafshay? What was it?
I'm a Kohen. I'm also in a Grusha. Well, for that matter, this piece of meat is chaylev.
Well, the part of the woman's not getting whipped. She's not getting beat because there was no call. Nobody knew you.
Nobody said any word about a Kohen.
No, but
the
horror, that's the difference.
There's no
hanhoga
of chuchzuk. Yeah, it's only a chuchzuk of the shav yarnafshe. And that's not going to allow you to give her malchus. V'shemochi loika, v'lagabi acherim, kivin she'ein mailen also lakuna al piatzmo, lo avi chazoka. V'shemochi isha nevelos lo, ein aloka. Aval be'ish ve'isha shehuchzuku in the city, they're living as ish ve'isha. Aval echazoka nami li'almo. Mishumachi horgin abo'aleo. So you have to say l'chora that the isra atzmei be'erechot yuchzuk, when the erechot says it's chelev, It was a mitziuti huchsa for Lamed Yom. The people didn't eat it for 30 days.
Nobody ate it.
Right. So they maintained it as chelev. Because you see, anybody gets malchus. That's called Eirechot. That's not a Shavya Nafshe. That's an Eirechot saying, hey, this is chelev. And it was remained b'cheskos chelev for 30 days. That's like the Ishva Isha B'ir Shalom Shemyom. It's right so. Because you see, anybody gets malchus. Not just the guy himself that said it's chelev.
Yeah, well,
the Rambam.
He's still out there. He's still
yeah, Shavya. I'm saying the Rab, the Eirechot comes along and says this is Chelev. The Shmaita doesn't describe that as Shavya Nafshe. The Rambam. That's Eirechot. And that anybody gets Malkus. Anybody. So you have to say that the Huchsuk, according to the Shmaita, that Rambam also only means a Huchsuk. You don't stop get Malkus. Not like the simple shot in the Rambam. According to the Shemaitre, you don't get Malchus of an Eirechot says this is Chelev and someone ate it. Because the Shemaitre holds an Eirechot could also be Chelev as a Masla, or at least the Ran holds like that, and you're going according to the Ran. So it has to be 30 days, but there anybody who get Malchus. So that's not a Shavya Nafshe situation. So you have to say it's Eirechot and it's Huchsuk as Chelev for 30 days. Like no one came along and contradicted it, no one came along and said differently.
If it's not hooks again by Chelev, does it bring a carbon chakra?
No. No.
Also not?
It's not a disabur. Maybe it's bringing Oshem Tolle. No. I'm just joking. It's not enough to, it's not an isabur. Well, the Mishnah Melech, the Zela Shono, what? We do. Because it's only Shavya Anafshe. It's a huchzak of the Shavya Anafshe. Right. But that doesn't give someone else Malkus. It says only in their monos for yourself. Yeah.
How do you get out of that loop of Shavya Anafshe? How does it become huchzak that he's a kohen? A kohen comes to town.
If they do give him aliyahs, if somehow they give him aliyahs,
when are they going to give him an aliyah? How's it going to work?
That's getting your first job.
And a chalami. That's like nowadays we
how do.
How
does somebody come that he's a kohen?
Nowadays we do give him aliyahs and everything because we're not because it's not negea the truma. It's just negea. It's just negea giving him.
Duchen.
I don't know, so we do believe a guy comes and says he's a kohen, we do let him duchen. That's how we pass it.
Because he's no worse than everybody else. It's also a suffer.
Yeah, that's what it is. The Mishnah Lamelech Elishadibi Aramagat Koshimain Be'enai. The Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam about the person that says he's a kohen says that the woman becomes psulei kahuna. Because you treat her as a suffek halola, if the kohen was boiling, you're not giving malchus to her, but she is now treated as a suffek halola. That's what the Rambam says. The Mishnah says that the child will be a suffek halola. The child is born. But he married a grusha. He said he's a kohen. He's Huchsuk Lamed Yom. He gets Malchus. The Rambam says he's a Suffolk Halola. And the Magid Mishnah says that the child that's born is a Suffolk Halola. What?
Rambam.
The Mishnah of Melech says, Elish Adibia Rav Magid Koshim Hei Be'inai. Kefizeh Shekosov. Banabeles Suffolk Halola. The Euro Mitsule Kahuna, the Zaro Safek, the Vimasha Pirashu, the Mahuksak Nairi, this is the Mishnah Melech talking. They're talking about Huksak Lamed Yom, Becheskos Koye, that's why he gets Malchus, or at least Becheskos is his Shavya Nafshe. So the woman is a Safek Halala, because it doesn't help his Shavya Nafshe for her. Apparently it's enough to make her a suffix. Okay. But the ben, why isn't the ben, Frekta, Mishnah Lamelech, Macholol Vadai, Like father, like son. If you're looking at him enough to give him malchus, so you're looking at him as a cholol vada, you're giving him malchus. So the Mishnah Melech Lashon is b'no kara davua. As we should see the son as continuation of the father. That's the concept of b'no kara davua. So we should see the son as a continuation of the father, so to speak, and he should be called a cholol vada. That's what the Mishnah Melech wants, that the son should be called a cholol vadai, because since we look at the person as a vadai kohen, so we should look at the son as a vadai kohen. What? Yeah. Because of Brokha. That's what the Mishnah Melech wants. The Shmaitz is going to argue with him. He's going to say it's not, he doesn't understand that. But the Mishnah Melech wants, because of this concept of Brokha Dabua, it should be like an automatic, like, you slide into it. It's not called your name on the Gabi, someone else. B'no kara davua is not someone else. But if he masha pirasha the behutz of Mary, says the Mishnah Melech, nehida ain oisha loika loika al piv he masha hetzeku atzmai b'koyen the mahani masha hetzeku the Gabi b'day miuzari lehevei cholol vadai the b'no kara davua. Now remember, this is different than what we once said a slur in Tosfos and Eruv Naira, the third pair of sukkahs, that the son is like the father. Here, the son is not like the father. The father's a kohen, and he married a grusha. The Mishnah Melech, no, didn't say b'no kara davua, because the father's a cholo. If you remember, we had in Tosfos and Eruv Naira that when the father's a cholo, you assume the son is, even though. There was a svara there that because normally the son is like the father. That's like the Derech HaOlah, like a Reuben the Lesser come on. Tosfos called it a Chazaka, Cheskos Avosso. Here it's a funny situation. It's not really Cheskos Avosso. You're not making, you're saying for no Kara Davua, but you're not really making the son like the father. The father's a Kohen in good standing. He married a Grusha. Son of the Cholo, not a Kohen in good standing. So it's very weird, and the Shmaitzer will point this out. Not only is B'no Kara Davua funny Svara to allow the expansion of Shavya Nafshe to carry over to someone else. But to say it's not someone else, it's the son of B'no Kara Davua, like father, like son. It's not really like father, like son. It's the father's a Kosher Kohen. The woman not, and the Mishnah Melech wants the son to be considered a cholol vadai.
We're going
to
get him malchus.
We're going to
get the father
malchus,
so the son should be a
cholol. Yeah, but not because of the nemonis of the father. The Mishnah Melech is b'no kara davua. Once you assume he's a kohen vadai, the Gabi himself, the Mishnah Melech wants that to spill over to the son. Because if there's a son, it looks like father, like son. I'm pointing out in the Shmaitzer word. It's not really like father, like son. The father's a Kohen in good standing. The son becomes a Cholol if the father married a Grusha.
So we know she's a Grusha. We know his mother's a Grusha.
Okay, if.
Right? So we know
but
his mother, so we're assuming that he's like Ben Cohen.
Yeah, okay. That's a Mishnah Melech.
Is it the same? Well, is it the same Mahani Labas, or is it not?
No, it can't be, because this is not. It's like that, but it's not really. You know, it's a different story. It's B'no Kara Davua. But the father's really not Nemelech of anyone else. He's only with Nemonis, and his Nemonis is limited only to himself. Uh-huh. Mishnah Melech wants it to spill over to the son.
How are we letting the father's nemonis affect the son's continual future?
That's what the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer Taka argues. Because of the Pshitas, they really should like it. So you see the mission. The first point the Shmaitzer wants to make is that you see the Mishnah Melech holds that the double portion that the woman doesn't get malchus, even though it's hooks of the Lamed Yom. Because it's only the Shavya Nafshe that's hooks. That's the first thing he wants to point out. Because of the Pshitas, they really should like it. In Mashahetzuk, Latsway, Bekoyen. He didn't explain the Mishnah Miyish V'Ishto, the Mahani Mashiach Ziku Atzvom Gam Li'almo. El Adanir Lachali Kamoshik Asafti, that's Mitziuti, Lamed Yom, and this is Shavya Nafshe being Huxet for Lamed Yom. Umashatome V'Divi Arat, Mishnah Melech doesn't explain the Chilik, but so the Shmaitzer says, but I explained the Chilik. Then he says, "Umashetomei b'divrei Rav Magid, the Zari Levi Cholo Vaday, the Brok Haradavua, lo yodati eiz matayei matzinus for a zoo, loma b'chazayin zeh Brok Haradavua." Now he was Becheskes a Jew. He came and said, "I wasn't going." And it's Gayardi Beinida Beinatsu, meaning without a business, so it's not really a good game. Vamala Rabbi Yehuda Nemanat Olisol Atzmucha. They Nemanat Olisol Bnecha. They're Becheskes Jews, so you're like Shadia Natsu on yourself. That you're really a guy, but that doesn't carry over to the children. Ah, children! The Mavur says the Shmaitza. Davo gab the Walser be Israelis. Mashakosu Toysvis. Because he's saying he's a guy. Avuzari Kosher. Below Amina Brokara Davua. Lo Kashuli. Okay, stop. So the Shmaitza, that's all you don't say it, and we explain why you wouldn't say it. First of all, he says there's no such svara as Brokar Davua. I'm saying it's even further.
He's arguing the whole Yisrael of Brokar Davua?
No, he says it doesn't have a ramification with Gabi Yisrael. This ramification you don't find anywhere. That if the father has an emunah with Gabi himself, because of Shavir Nafshe, and it doesn't have any, you know, anything pressing for now? Yeah. Okay, bye. He married a woman afterwards. He said he's a kohen, and then he married the Bruce.
Right.
That's not even the Mason Matsu in Russia. He said he's a kohen. Shavya Nafshi. So. So that's the Shmaitza, and he doesn't understand the Brokara Davua. I said two svaras. First of all, he said you don't find Brokara Davua to have such a ramification that a nemonus that's limited to yourself, not to someone else, doesn't carry over, would carry over to the son. I'm adding to that that it's not even like a Cheskos Avusa, where you say like father, like son, because if we're not saying the son's a cholol because the father's a cholol.
He's a Ben Cohen. That's what we're saying.
Right? Yeah, so that's very the big difference. Even if you would say Beno Kara Davua, that the son is automatically like the father, this is not an automatic son like the father. This is a indirect like the father. The father's a Kohen, not a Cholo. He married a Grusha, so you want to say the son's a Cholo. I don't know where you're coming from.
His father's a Cohen and he's a Russian.
Not only,
he's a good guy.
I'm saying, not only. I don't know if you're arguing with me, you're agreeing with me, I don't know. I'm saying, not only don't you find this ramification of an Okara Davua, I'm saying the whole concept doesn't pass here. I'm asking on the Mishnah Melech. The concept is not appropriate here. You're not saying an Okara Davua, you're not saying he's like his father, you're just saying. The father was a Kohen and he married a Grusha, so the son's a Cholo. That's not a Brokara Davua dynamic. Okay. The Shmaitza doesn't like it, he just says you don't find such a thing. But now the Shmaitza has another question. The Hakashili. He says, the Hakaimel on Nemanodim Lema, but he's a Ben Grusha. They're like a totally out of left field Akasha. He says, a father is Nemun to passel the son. We paskin, you could say, this child of mine is a mamzer, this child of mine is a cholo. What happened to that din? Ukemavur barambam, b'shuchonor chevino ezer, b'shuchonor chevino Yehuda, that the din of Yakir, that says you could say this son is a b'chor, carries over to saying this son's passel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's din. Yaakov is a din Torah to say this is the son that's a Bechor. It carries over, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you could say he's a mamzer, he's a cholol. An emunah on someone that's huchsak to be your son, you have an emunah to say he's possible. So the Shmaita says, wait a second. What does the Mishnah Malach want from the Magid Mishnah? He's saying your son's a cholel. Why doesn't it have that din of Yakir? Mishum the Kaimelach Rabbi Yehuda the Sfirle Yakir Rachmona Rachmona Heim Leliyov. Biyum Kain Kesha Omer Al Atzmo Shehu Kohen. Venosa Achas Metzulei Kahuna. Im Kain Ledvorov Zarei Cholel Vatorah Heim Lifsol Zarei. Now this is very indirect. That's this all happened before the son was born. This is not saying the din of Yakir is a shavu and that's huchzuk to be your son. So you're saying he's posel. Here it's extremely indirect. But the Shmaitzer now is going to bring a raya that a father could say his son's posel even if it has such an indirectness. That he's coming from a different din, that a father could say a son's apostle. I hear he wasn't even born yet, and he didn't directly say his son's apostle. He said he's a kohen, and he married a grusha, and the male of the son's apostle. So he's going to bring a raya that that's also included in Rabbi Yehuda's din of the expansive yakir. And yakir being, you could say your son, this son's the bechor. And Rabbi Yehuda carries it further that you can say your son's apostle. Im Kain, Ve'echa the Zari Bissel Ali Dayatsko Nami Nemon, meaning even if it's indirect, that's what he's going to prove now. This case of the guy that said, I'm a boy, and I really never had a proper Geras. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda Yeshu Chaedim Omalei Lav Yeshu Chabonim Omalei Heim Omalei Nemanat Alisal Atzmecha Omalei Nemanat Alisal Bonecha. And the Gemara asks, why not? Uporah Chabonim Loi Mehemen Vatani Yaku Yekirena La'acherim Mikan Omalei Rabbi Yehuda Nemanat Alisal Zebani Bechor Uchashem Shenemanat Lomar Zebani Bechor Nemanat Alisal Zeben Grusha. So the Gemara wants the application of the din to be in that case. Nachman by Yitzchak, because Hachi come away. The Varecha Nochriato, they need this one off. Because the young Goy. The Goy has no nemanos of Yakir, or of anything else. So Lidvarecha, you have no nemanos for Gabi Yisar. Umavur, but we do see. He loved the Nochrihu, if not for that technical objection. Now he's not saying the son's a puzzle. He's saying, I'm not really a ger. I'm really a boy. It comes out that the children are also like that. Right? It comes out the children are also considered to be goyim.
What? Why?
That's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara wanted to know why Eina Tonem and Lissol Bonecha. I, there's a din of Yakir. There's Rabbi Yehuda's din. We don't know who he married because we assume if he's a guy, his children are guy.
Depends on the mother.
What?
Depends on the mother.
We don't know who the mother is, so we say the children are like the father.
Yeah.
This is Cheskos Abusim. This is the real Cheskos Abusim. The children are like the father. But you see, the Gemara wanted him to be Nemon, even though it's indirect. That's the point of the Shmaitzer. Even though it's indirect. Mavur di lav. Gnochri hu ha yonemon litzel habonim machmas atzmo. So the Shmaitzer says, Vefshir da oveinu Nemon ala litzel habon. So he has a kasha. So his answer is, Vefshir da oveinu Nemon ala litzel habonim to ba'olam. They're here already. So he's saying, they're going. The Lomar is there, Ben Grusha. The Yolof Lomar, the Siv Yaki, Yakirenu La'acherim. Uva Hakora Lesa, Alek Shaboli Oila, Mechaye Yoviv. The Gidish of Reg Mishameh, Bechor Shanolad La'achar Mitzos Oviv, and the Noitel Pishtayim, Mishum the Siv Yakir, Ayin Shom. So, the Din of Yakir Grada is only the children that were born already. Right? Not future children, the children that were born. So in our case, it's, you want to apostle the children that are born after he said he's a kohen, and the children weren't born yet. So maybe that's why he's not Nemon. That's what the Shmaitzer wants to be Mechalik. What in the mitzvah bonov that are not born yet, after the Eino Nemon, Alehecha Denoldu B'chaye Yoviv. V'zeh Shehuchzak B'kohen Al Piyatzmo, v'chakach nosa grusha v'holid bonim lo nifsul v'adidei ma'amoro sh'omar koyen hu koydim sh'nol du bonim. So l'chora that would answer the kasha. Again, he's coming with an outside, with a kasha from left field, we'll call it. Come on, kasha. Why is the Mishnah Melech wrong? L'chora, he should have the demonis of a father that says his children are psulim. So he says no, because, so why doesn't he have that demonis? And you can't say because it's indirect, but we see from the Gemara that the din of Yakir, of Rabbi Yehuda's Yakir, that you say the son's possible, was even in an indirect way. So he's saying maybe the chiluk is if the son's here already or not. Maybe you learn out from Yakir that the son has to be here already. But if the son was not born yet, there's no din of Yakir. And here the son wasn't born yet. He said he's a kohen, and then he married a grush, and then he had a kid. Ella, what? Then maybe had a chanas. Maybe he'd be naman on the son. What? Because Yakir is only when the son's born already. He brings from a Gemara that the din of Bechor and the din of Yakir is only once the child's born. And a chanami, if a person would be married to a grusha, and then he said he's a kohen after the child was born, so then he's willing to have the father be naman. Yeah. He says a kohen, then he married a grusha, then he had a kid. Wait, but he says Ella, but it's not true what I'm saying. To the perek asari yuchsin tanan behedya review the oimer neman afilu al uber sheva meyeha, that he could say the son's possible even before the child's born. Vafogav the uber ena b'toras hakara. So we're back to Akasha, and he blames sorachian. I will try to look at achrenim on Sunday. He blames sorachian. Why isn't the Magid Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah is right? Not for his reason. Mishnah gives a reason. The Mishnah has a problem with the Magid Mishnah that said the son's a suffer color. But his reason is Benokara Davua. So that the Shmaita says, come on, we never find such a manifestation of Benokara Davua. But I do have a question. Why? Not the Mishnah Malach's reason, I have a different reason. Why isn't he a Vadei Cholol? Because the father has an Emanus to say his kid's a Cholol. And the Shmaitz's suggestion that it doesn't help before the kid's born, says it's not true. The Pharisee is more in Kedushin of Ayin Chesim at Beis, that the Emanus of a father to say the son's puzzle is even al Ubur Shebamei Eha, before the child's born. So he blives Sarachin, really. Why in this case of the Rambam, again, the Magid Mishnah is the kash on the Rambam. The Rambam just says the woman's a suffek chalola, because the father's nemonos doesn't extend to the woman. The Magid Mishnah says that the son's a suffek chalola. The Mishnah Melech wants the son to be a vaday chalola, but for a strange reason. The Shmaitz is making a point that because of the din of Rav Yehuda, that you're never to say your kid's puzzle, that's why the kid should be a Vadai Cholo, not like the Magid Mishnah says. Not for the Mishnah Malach's reason, but the Vadai would be the bottom line.